姐妹你们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是主复活的日子。
Today is the resurrection day of the Lord.
所以其实每一个主日我们一起来呀、就应该蛮有生命力的。
So every time when we gather, we should be filled with life.
你知道在某一个主日啊，其实那个是一个很哀伤的主日。
You know that one Lord's Day was a very sad day.
因为在那个主日，他们所爱的主钉死在十字架上。
Because our beloved Lord was nailed to the cross.
并且已经放进了坟墓里面。
And he was placed in a tomb.
当那些妇女啊，爱主的人去坟墓，希望用香料来膏抹主的遗体的时候。
When the women were about to anoint his body.
他们本来心情是非常的差，很灰心失望。
They lost their hope and their hearts were downcast.
但是他们想在想不到的时刻。
But beyond their imagination.
就发觉他们所爱的主已经复活了。
They realized that the Lord has been resurrected.
所以有时候在最好像悲惨好像最灰心的时候我们不能失去希望。
So even in a sad and hopeless situation, we cannot lose hope.
弟兄姊妹我们一同来读一段的圣经。
Let's go through a scriptural passage.
是在诗篇的103篇
Psalm 103
我们从第一节读到第五节
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 5
诗篇的103 1到5节
Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5
好我们请英文先念一次哈自己带他们先念一次1到5节我们一起念啊 OK
Verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Amen. 好，有中文圣经的，我们中文来念一次。
Let's read it in the Chinese.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如婴返老还童。我们信主之前，我们是一个自我中心的人。
Before we know the Lord, we are all self-centered.
信主之后，我们往往也用自我中心来看我们的主。
After we're saved, we still look at our Lord in a very self-centered way.
有人解释啊，这个罪恶这个字啊 ，sin s i n 这个字。
Someone once explained and defined the word sin.
啊，就是 from south to north, I is in the middle. 就是说从南到北，中间就是一个 I 字。
From south to north, there's always an I in between.
意思就是说，无论到哪里，我都是中心的。
So no matter wherever you go, I is always the center.
当我站在中心的时候，在我看出的世界全部都是扭曲的。其实
，So if you're self-centered, what you see is always skewed.
但是我们自己却以为我一切都是对的、合理的。
And you always think that you're right.
那这就是问题的所在。
So that's where the problem lies.
所以我们常常看不见自己的罪。
So we never see our sin.
当我们信主之后，我们也站在自我中心来看我们的主。
So after we're saved, we still view the Lord from the self-centered perspective.
所以有人就祷告主，你要给我这个，你要给我那个。
So we prayed, Oh Lord, please give me this. Oh Lord, please give me that.
如果你不给我这个，那你就不要怪我不主日不去聚会了啊。
So if you don't give me this, I won't show up on Sunday.
你如果不给我这个，你就不要怪我不爱你了哈。
So if you don't give me that, I won't love you.
好像我们天天跟主在讨价还价。
It's like we're bargaining with the Lord every day.
我们呢，好像称主为主，其实在我们心目中，主就是我们的仆人。
We call the Lord Lord, but the Lord is really our servant.
啊，我们呢，好像早上起来祷告的时候，就说主啊，就吩咐你的仆人做什么？主啊，你要搞定这个，你要弄好那个啊，就是这样啊。
When we pray in the morning, it's as though we're ordering our servant, "Oh, you need to do this and do that for me today."
刚才我们读了那个五节的圣经。
We read just five verses this morning.
可以说是信心的一个宣告。
This is a declaration of faith.
请注意啊，刚才我们读到的，如果你去看的时候，它很多是一切啊 ，all 啊，一切一切一切啊。
If you read the verses, you'll notice the repetition of the word all.
啊，不可忘记他的一切的恩惠。
Forget not all his benefits.
因为他赦免你的一切的罪孽。
Who forgives all your iniquities.
他医治你的一切的疾病。
Who heals all your diseases.
那我就请问哈。
So let me ask.
主有没有医治你的一切疾病啊
？So did the Lord heal all your diseases?
这个问题很难回答啊。
It's hard to answer, isn't it?
年轻人好一些，因为你没有什么病。
Well, the young people doesn't get sick a lot, so.
但是如果你年纪慢慢大了，你就发觉你很多毛病。
So as you age, you realize that you get a lot more sicker.
哎，早上起来啊，这个脚的关节啊就会有声音了，咔咔咔，上楼梯的时候啊。
So when you wake up in the morning and you climb the stairs, you find your knees cracking.
做一下运动啊，你的腰骨也是发出声音来了哈。
And after your exercise, you find that your waist hurts.
但是这里怎么讲呢？
So how do you talk about it?
这里说啊，在第一节啊，凡在我里面的都要称颂他的圣名。
And what this first one said? It says, all that is within me, bless his holy name.
就是当你的关节在发出声音的时候，你知道吗？那个声音它也在称颂主的圣名。
So when your joints are cracking, it's a noise that blesses his holy name.
但是我们往往不是这样想。
But we don't think it like that.
我们一发出声音了，我们就哎呀，惨了惨了，这个痛啊痛啊，麻烦啦啊。
So when your joint starts cracking, we start complaining.
我们里面呢，总是有一些的埋怨跟埋怨跟牢骚。
We always have a spirit of complaining within us.
我们看见环境好了，哈利路亚，我们赞美主。
When the circumstances are good, we praise the Lord.
环境不好了，哎，今天不能聚会了。
When the circumstances are bad, we don't want to show up at meetings.
我们自我中心的人，我们是看环境来决定我们爱主的程度。
We look at our circumstances when we're self-centered to determine our love for the Lord.
但这里的五节是一个信心的宣告。
But these five verses is a declaration of faith.
他说我们不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
It says forget not all his benefits.
所有在我们里面的，包括我们的骨头，包括我们的细胞，包括我们的血液，每一个都要称颂耶和华。
So all that is within me, whether it be your bones, your blood, or your flesh, bless his holy name.
所以这里啊，唱这个写诗的人啊，对他的心来讲话。
So the psalmist is speaking to his own heart.
你们有没有这样的用很积极的态度对我们的心来讲话呢
？Have you deliberately spoke to your heart?
我怕每一次我们对心讲话的时候都是充满了怨言的。
I fear that every time we speak to our own heart, we're filled with a grumbling.
因为在环境里面总是不如意的事比如意的多。
Because our circumstances do not meet what our expectations.
自我中心的人喜欢靠自己。
Self-centered people like to rely on themselves.
所以他们真正要称赞主的时候啊，其实也在称赞他自己。
So when they're praising the Lord, they're really praising themselves.
是有一个难处，哎，但是已经解决了。
Yes, there were some difficulties, but it was resolved.
但是很多人解决了难处之后，他知道是靠他自己来解决的。
But after the difficulties passed, you know deep down that you relied on yourself.
所以他们并没有真正的归荣耀给神。
So they did not truly render glory unto the Lord.
但是这里啊，唱写诗的人就告诉我们，我们要对我们的心说话。
But here the psalmist reminds us that we have to speak to our own heart.
不管环境怎么样，你都要称颂耶和华。
No matter what the circumstances go, you have to praise the Lord.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Forget not all his benefits.
即使这个恩惠你看来好像不是恩惠。
When you look at the circumstances, you may not see benefits.
哈利路亚，买了新的跑车，开得很舒服，人人称赞你，这是主的恩惠，是不是？
So when you drive a nice car, you praise the Lord and you think that it's a benefit.
过了三天，碰撞了，这是不是主的恩惠？
So after 3 days, you crashed the car and totaled the car. Is that a benefit?
我们要用超然的态度来看我们的生活。
We have to look at life in a supernatural way.
原来每一天的遭遇都是从神而来的。
It is from the hand of the Lord that we receive all our circumstances.
不是读到罗马书说万事是在互相效力。
In Romans 8, it says all things work together for good to those who love God.
没有一件事不是啊，这个在主的允许之下发生的。
So there are no accidents.
所以我们就要学习建立起一个好习惯。
So we have to build a good habit.
任何遭遇临到我身上，我都要赞美。
Whatever comes across your path, you have to praise the Lord.
虽然有时候不懂得什么原因。
You may not even know why.
当然。开一个跑车，新跑车在街上跑的时候，你知道什么原因？主祝福你嘛，对不对
？So you know why you're driving a new car because the Lord bless you with a good car.
那撞了之后，这好像就不是祝福了。
After you totaled it, it may not look like a blessing.
所以我们就学习安静下来思考，主啊，这是什么恩惠呢
？So let us calm down before the Lord and ask, what are the benefits?
主就会告诉你，因为这几天你实在太骄傲了。
The Lord may remind you, for the past 3 days, you were very proud.
你就开着你的跑车，到处是炫耀。
You were showing off your new car.
就希望每一个朋友都称赞你。
You want praises from your friends.
希望每一个朋友都羡慕你。
You want your friends to envy you.
哎，当你这样思考的时候，好像你所得的恩惠比以前更多了。
So if you think this way, you realize that you receive some benefits.
他赦免你的一切罪孽。
He forgives all your iniquities.
你知道你一切的罪孽都已经都赦免了吗
？Do you realize that he forgave all your iniquities?
我记得有人常常跟人说啊，这个我们要常常认罪。
I heard someone once told me that you have to confess your sins always.
如果有一天呢、啊，我们死了见主啊，有罪没有认清楚的话，那主就不会原谅你的，不赦免你的啊。
So if you die and you see the Lord and you have some sins that you didn't confess, then the Lord won't forgive you.
所以他们就活得很有压力了。
So they always live under this pressure.
尤其是到快要死了之后，就想想，哎呀，我犯过什么罪？有没有认干净的罪啊
？Especially on your deathbed, you have to think about, oh, is there a sin that I didn't confess?
就很怕我们带着罪去见主了，是不是
？They fear that they show up before God with sin.
但是这里是怎么说的呢
？But what does it say here?
他已经赦免了你一切的罪孽。
He has forgiven all your iniquities.
你知道吗？在2000年前主钉十字架的时候
，When the Lord was nailed to the cross 2000 years ago，
他连你明天的罪他都已经赦免了。
He forgave your sins of tomorrow.
那这真是超过我们脑筋所能想象。
That's beyond our understanding.
我们以为有一些罪没有认干净，那主就不会赦免我了。
You think that oh I didn't confess the sin, so I'm not forgiven yet.
这但是这说一切，主已经赦免了你。一切的罪孽。
But the Lord has forgiven all your iniquities.
我这样讲不是说要大家不要向主认罪，不是这个意思。
I'm not encouraging you not to confess your sin.
但是客观来讲，主已经赦免了你一切的罪了。
But objectively, God has forgiven all your sins.
但是在我们的生活里，有圣灵感动我们，一想起一个罪来，马上就向主认。
But sometimes the Holy Spirit convicts you of a certain sin, then you must confess immediately.
但是如果我们死的时候忘记了认罪，忘记有一些罪忘记了认，怎么办呢
？So what happens when you die and you forgot some of your sins?
当然，主说他已经赦免了我们的一切的罪孽了。
Of course, the Lord said He has forgiven all your iniquities.
在生活里面的认罪，就是我们一个操练，一个操练，一不断的洗净的一个过程。
So when you confess your sin, it's a spiritual exercise.
但是我们要用信心来宣告。
But we have to declare it with faith.
每一天的宣告。
Every day.
我们是一个因信已经称义的人。
That we're justified by faith.
我们已经干干净净了。
We are clean before the Lord.
甚至我们还没有犯的罪，主都已经赦免了。
Even before we sin, the Lord has forgiven us already.
我们求主一直保守我们，不至于犯罪。
We pray that the Lord will keep us from sin.
我们也求主保守我们，圣灵感动我们，常有光照，看见啊自己犯的罪。
We ask the Lord to illuminate us with the Holy Spirit about our sins.
一犯罪就向主认罪。
When we sin, we confess.
但是我们不是带着一个压力，罪的压力 来见主的不是这样的。
But we do not bear the pressure of confessing our sins before the Lord.
所以我们真有信心，当我们见主的时候，我们是一个干干净净的人。
So we have faith that when we present ourselves before the Lord, we are clean before Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的信心吗？
Do you have that faith?
所以我说这个是个信心的一个祷告或者信心的一个宣告。
This is a prayer of faith and a declaration of faith.
他能救赎我们的命，脱离死亡。
Who redeems your life from destruction.
他以爱以慈悲为我们的冠冕。
Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
冠冕就是戴在头上。
Crown is on your head.
冠冕是我们的夸耀。
A crown is something we boast about.
我们平常以什么来夸耀呢？
What do we usually boast about?
我们不是以我们的天然的仁义的行为来夸耀。
We boast about our natural habits.
我们在主面前，我们好像穿的很脏衣服的啊，这个人哈。
But Scripture says we wear filthy garments before the Lord.
但是因着主的爱，他已经为我们穿上了新衣服了。
But because of His love, He garbed us with new clothing.
所以这一切都是我们不配的。
This is all we do not deserve.
但是因着他的爱，因着他的慈悲，不配的人得到了一个夸耀。
But because of His loving kindness and His tender mercies, we have something to boast about that He gave us.
如果我们能夸耀，只夸我们的主的爱在我的身上。
If we are to boast, let us boast in the love of the Lord.
所以每一天我们所得着的都是美物，最好的。
So every day.We receive things that are the best for us.
每一天主给我们的都是让我们知足的。
Everything that we receive from the Lord causes us to be thankful.
弟兄姊妹要学会或者要建立这种习惯不容易。
We have to develop this habit of thankfulness. It's tough.
很多人很挑食啊，就是说吃东西很挑剔的。
A lot of people are very picky, especially food.
当吃的时候，哎呀，觉得这个太咸，就不高兴了。
And when we eat something that's too salty, we don't like it.
上馆子吃这个，哎呀，这个太贵了，这个实在划不来。
When we eat at a restaurant, we say, "Oh, it's so expensive."
所以你跟他去吃饭，你就觉得很痛苦。
So when you eat with someone like that, you suffer.
他无论吃什么，他都在埋怨。
Whatever he puts in his mouth, he complains.
我们要学习，无论什么摆在我们面前，我们都存着感谢的心来领受。
So we have to develop this habit that whatever is placed before us, we take it with thanksgiving.
要建立这种习惯，我们实在是需要我们的意志来跟主配合。
You need your will to cooperate with the Lord to develop this habit of thankfulness.
求主打开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
因为我们是一般有一个另外一个生命的一般人。
Because we had another life before.
圣经形容。神是鹰啊。
The scriptures describe God as an eagle.
也形容凡信主的人是鹰的儿女，就是又是鹰，小鹰啊。
So those who believe in the Lord are really eaglets.
这里讲到如鹰返老还童。
It speaks here of your youth is renewed like the eagles.
鹰是一种很特别的那个鸟类。
Eagle is a very special bird.
它跟一般的鸟类不一样。
It differs from the rest of the bird family.
我每次来温哥华都喜欢跟人去看鸟哈。
Whenever I come to Vancouver, I like to go bird watching.
我就又知道了很多关于鸟的知识。
So I learn a lot about bird watching.
这个加拿大政府啊很有爱心。
The Canadian government is very benevolent.
它规定啊这个农夫啊他。收割的时候不要把所有的都收割完，他要留十分之一。
So, it's a legal mandate that all the farmers must not harvest all their crops, but leave a tenth behind.
留下来就不要收割，那干什么呢？
So, what happens to the one tenth?
是给鸟吃的。
It's for the birds.
我相信他这个精神是根据这个圣经的旧约精神来做的哈。
I believe that this is according from, to God's word.
要对万物都要有爱心。
You have to love God's creation.
所以啊，这个加拿大不光是很多各地的人呐、喜欢移民的地方。
So that's why a lot of people like to move to Canada.
也是很多鸟啊喜欢来的地方。
And a lot of birds also come to Canada.
啊，于是啊，我那个朋友常带我去看各式各样的鸟。
So a friend of mine used to take me to go bird watching.
那你就产生一个印象啊，去看鸟的时候就有印象。
So I have a lot of impressions.
每一种鸟啊都是很肥的。
Most birds are very fat.
因为他们都吃得很饱。
Because they have good meals.
不光是啊这个吃得饱啊还有很多人去喂它。
And not only do they have good meals, they have a lot of people who feed them.
啊天然在农田里面已经很多东西吃了啊。
They already have their harvest.
啊这个加拿大人也有爱心啊他们还嫌得吃得不够还带着面包去喂它。
And a lot of Canadians feed them with bread.
所以啊这里来这里的鸟啊每一只种鸟啊都是肥肥的大大的。
So the birds I see are usually very fat and big.
但是鹰呢它不是这个样。
But eagles are not like that.
鹰是一种跟其他的鸟都不一样的鸟类。
Eagles differ from the rest of the birds.
鹰它有个特点它飞得很高。
Eagles soar very high.
它住得很高。
He lives in a very high place.
它往往住在悬崖的顶上那个洞穴里。
He always lives on the top of a cliff in a cave.
所以这次啊我的朋友啊就带我跑到山上跑到那个悬崖顶看了一个大海啊到悬崖顶上跑去看那个鹰。
So a friend of mine took me to a cliff that's beside an ocean to go eagle watching.
啊其实是很危险的啊。
But it's very dangerous.
你看。啊，那个鹰有翅膀，我没有啊！看就会掉在悬崖底下。
You know, eagles have wings, but I don't. So when we watch too much, you know, there's a possibility of falling down.
我要很小心的抓着我太太的手啊，抓住她啊，抓住那个栏杆啊，不然就看啊，就很危险啊，
我
老人家了哈。
So I held my wife's hand very tightly, and I also held onto the rails.
但是你去看鹰的时候，你很快乐。
But when you saw an eagle, you rejoiced.
一种很特别的禽类。
It's a very special beast.
哎，他看发觉有人来了，他有一只鹰就飞出来了，飞出来看一看有没有危险啊。就是忽然有一只鹰，不是我看他，是他看我。
So when one of the eagles saw us coming, he flew out of his cave and to see if there's any danger. So it's not eagle watching, he's watching us.
鹰的眼睛是很厉害的。
The eye of an eagle, it's very awesome.
一方面，它那个很就等于那个镜头啊，这个照相机的镜头的广角镜，它可以看很广很广，比人类啊看的广阔的多。
So it's like a wide camera lens. It can have it can see wide angles.
另外一方面呢，它不光是 wide angle 啊，它更是一个就怎么讲啊，可以看得很深的，这可以看得很细的大特写啊。很远的地方他看得很仔细他可以啊。
And his vision has great depth, so he can go into very fine detail in long distance.
他可以在很高的高空看到一只小动物在那个草地上啊小兔子动一动他的耳朵鹰都看见了。
So even when it's soaring in the high heavens, it can see a small rabbit.
并且鹰那个行动它的翅膀是很有力的。
And his wings are very strong.
所以在空中他可以说是无处不在他要去哪里就去哪里。
So he can go wherever he wants to go.
他不需要跟其他的鸟在争吃那些地上的谷类。
It doesn't have to fight with the rest of the birds for a few grains on the ground.
因为全世界都是他的。
Because the whole world belongs to him.
他下来觅食的时候那个速度是非常高哗就下来了。
When he zooms down from the heavens and picks up his prey, it's so fast.
几乎可以说当他看见一个猎物的时候猎物一定走不出他的掌握。
So when he sees a prey, he always gets what he wants.
鹰还有一个特点他的眼睛可以直看太阳。
And the eagle can also look at the sun directly.
啊，没有一只鸟可以直看太阳，人当然更不行了。
No other birds can do that, not even us.
所以鹰可以一直飞啊，向着那个太阳一直飞的。
So the eagle can fly towards the sun.
啊，鹰飞的时候它不用力的，它就是跟那个气流走的。
He doesn't need to flap his wings, he can just soar.
啊，这个在空中啊有各式各样的气流哈。
So there are all these movements in the air.
所以当它飞的时候，它一滑，跟着气流唰下来的时候啊，根本不可以不需要用力的。
He can soar above the current, so he doesn't need to flap his wings.
所以神形容他自己就好比鹰一样。
So God described himself as an eagle.
也形容有神生命的人好比有鹰的儿女一样。
So he described his children as eaglets.
曾经有一只鹰啊，他从有一个农夫啊，把鹰的蛋捡回家了。
There was once a farmer who got an eagle's nest and brought it home.
啊，那就把那个啊蛋跟其他的鸡啊一同孵化。
So he took an egg from the eagle's nest and put it with the rest of the chicken egg.
所以这个鹰啊，它长大的时候是跟鸡一同长大。
So the eaglet rose, grew up with the rest of the chickens.
所以他也以为自己是鸡了啊，就是到处啄食了。
So the eaglet thought he was a chicken too and start pecking with the rest.
但是鹰的生命有一个更高的要求。
But the eagle has a different life.
他的要求跟鸡的要求是不一样的。
It needs different things than the chickens.
他光是啄吃得很饱，他不满足。
But after he started pecking all the grains, he's not satisfied.
他生命鼓励他一直走向高的地方。
His the life within him encourages him to soar.
啊，他的那个鸡的同伴呢，一直取笑他，一天晚跑上去干什么呢
？So the chickens were making fun of him. What are you looking up for?
那这里有那么多米呀，那么就吃嘛，你跑一跑到那个地方干什么呢
？The ground is filled with grain. Why are you looking up?
啊，他就不管，他就喜欢跑到那个跳上那个树啊，什么就老是找危险的地方去了啊。
So the eaglet didn't listen, and so he jumped up on the branches.
并且他喜欢跑到高的地方去看太阳。
And he likes to climb up to high places and look at the sun.
他慢慢他的生命的要求要他跟那些鸡分别出来。
The life within him wishes to separate himself from the chickens.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面是有神的生命。
We have the life of God within us.
当我们跟一些在工作啊在跟那些不信的人在一起的时候，我们总是觉得不是格格不入啊。
When we hang out with our colleagues or unbelievers, we don't feel that we fit in.
啊，那是因为我们里面的生命跟他们不一样。
That's because we have a different life than them.
所以有一天呢，那个鹰就跑到跳跳跳，就越走越高啊，走到山坡顶了。
So one day, this eaglet went up along a hill.
那么他看见太阳，他那个翅膀就发痒了，就开始动了。
When he looked at the sun, he began to move his wings.
他要一直拍，一直拍，就跟那个鸡不同啊，鸡拍的跟鹰拍的翅膀是完全不一样的。
He was flapping his wings, but different than that of a chicken.
但是拍的过程，他有时候从山坡里滚下来，因为他实在是不会飞啊。
But sometimes he'll roll off the hill because he doesn't know how to fly.
啊，他没有学过飞。
He never learned how to fly.
虽然是滚啊滚啊滚啊，他还是又跑上去继续滚。
Even though he rolled off the hill, he went back up.
直到有一天，他忽然就能飞起来了。
Until one day, he truly learned how to soar.
这是鹰的生活。
That's the life of an eagle.
整个世界都是他的。
The whole world belongs to him.
但是他不愿意跟一些其他人去争夺这个世界。
But he's not willing to fight for a piece of the world.
因为天生他的生命，他就是不在乎这些，但是整个世界却都是他的。
Even though the whole world belongs to him, he doesn't really mind.
以前在旧约啊，有一个人，他的名字叫雅各。
In the Old Testament, there is a person called Jacob.
雅各的意思就是抓的意思，我们知道。
We know that the meaning of Jacob is to grasp.
当我们看不见整个世界是你的时候，我们就拼命抓抓这个抓这个，每一样都要抓到手上最安全。
When you realize that the world belongs to you, start grasping.
但是有一天，神为他改了名字。
But one day God changed his name.
改他的名字为以色列。
And changed his name to Jacob.
以色列的意思就是神的王子。
The name Israel means the prince of God.
当你是神的王子的时候。你不需要再抓了，因为一切都是你的了。
When you're the prince of God, you stop grasping because everything belongs to you.
你生来就是要承受这个世界的。
When you're born to inherit this earth.
所以当成为一个基督徒之后，我们开始懂了，我们开始看一些觉得不是太重要了。
So when we become a Christian, we understand that there are some things that are not so important.
我们不再像以前这样抓这个抓那个，因为我们的心胸越来越宽广。
We stop grasping this and that because our heart has been enlarged.
所以啊，在这里说，他用美物使我们所愿的得以知足。第五节啊。
So in verse 5 it says, He satisfied our mouths with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles.
意思从鹰的角度来看他所得到的东西。
So we're seeing everything from the eagle's perspective.
因为你的手上不抓的抓的不是很多东西。
So you don't need to hold on to a lot of things.
但是他非常的知足。
But it's so grateful for everything.
因为他看所有东西其实都是他的。
Because everything is mine.
这个很奇怪啊，不是要抓，但是这些东西是你的。
You don't need to grasp, but it's yours already.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果心胸够大的话。
If our heart is truly enlarged.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是要买一个大房子，后面有个很漂亮的草地，不需要的。
We don't need a big mansion with a good yard.
因为你走到每一个公园，公园就是你的啦。
Because if, even if you show up at a park, it belongs to you.
我们不是要抓很多的古董啊，啊，这个现在古董很贵啊，抓了很古董，摆在家里给自己看，不需要的。
We don't need to collect antiques and store it up in our home.
你可以走到那个博物馆，所有的古董都是你的。
When you show at a museum, everything is yours.
弟兄姊妹，这是一种心胸啊。
That is an enlarged heart.
基督徒就是这样。
That's the life of a Christian.
保罗说，我虽然一无所有，却是样样都有。
Paul said of himself, having nothing yet possessing everything.
这个很难懂啊。
This is a paradox.
这就是宽广的心啊。
He had an enlarged heart.
所以他一切临到他身上的遭遇，他都很知足，很喜乐。
So whatever happens to him, he rejoices and he gives thanks.
虽然起来头又痛，腰又痛，脚又痛，但是哈利路亚没有改变。
So even if you wake up with a headache and a backache and pain in your feet, you still praise the Lord.
以致我们可以如鹰返老还童，什么意思？
So what does your youth renewed like the eagles mean?
鹰的一生什么都有了。
So the eagle has everything in his life.
鹰其实是在很在很艰苦里面长大的，你知道吗
？But do you know that an eagle is raised in hardship?
他的母亲啊，对待鹰是很严格的。
The mother eagle is very harsh on her children.
一个鹰，一个母鹰啊，它长了三四只小鹰啊，它生了三四只小鹰。
A mother eagle would bear 3 to 4 eaglets.
它好像很偏心啊。
But it's like she's very biased.
它看哪一只小鹰特别爱母亲给他的东西的，他就特别这个母鹰啊，就特别爱这只小鹰。
She would show favoritism if an eaglet eats everything that she brought him.
意思妈妈给他，他什么都吃的啊，那只小鹰啊特别萌宠爱。
If the eaglet receives everything that a mother gives, then that eaglet is favored by the mom.
所以这个小鹰啊，跟越吃妈妈的东西，妈妈就把更多东西要给他。
So if an eagle takes everything from his mom, it's not picky, then the mom would give him more things.
所以这个小鹰啊，就长得特别壮。
So that eagle is specially bigger.
我觉得这个圣经也有这么说哈。
And it's documented in scripture.
凡有的还要加给他。
Those who have more will be given him.
凡没有的，连他有的都要拿走。
Those who have not, even what he has will be taken from him.
这个有的是什么意思呢？这个凡有的的意思就是凡因着药神所给他的变成有了，是这个意思。
So those who receive from the Lord has it, and more will be given to him.
我们一切都是从神而来的。
Everything we receive is from the hand of the Lord.
但是这个鹰啊，凡妈妈给他都很乐意来接受。
So whatever the eaglet receives from his mom, he takes it heartily.
你越乐意，妈妈就越把更好的给你。
The more willing you are, and the more you receive it from your mom, the mother eagle would give the eaglet more.
所以这只越要的鹰就长得越强壮了。
So this willing eaglet becomes bigger and bigger.
那其他的好像慢慢就越来越衰弱了啊，一定是这样。
So the other eaglets grow weaker.
好像很偏心，但是这是鹰的成长的过程。
So it seems like favoritism, but that's the process an eagle grows up.
神爱那些与他亲近的人。
The Lord loves those who draw nigh to him.
神爱那些不埋怨、天天赞美神的人。
The Lord loves those who do not grumble, but praise him daily.
神爱那些对于一切的环境不埋怨、只是赞美的人。
The Lord loves those who do not grumble about their circumstances, but rejoices and praises Him.
就好像鹰来养育他的儿女一样。
It's like how the mother eagle raised her eaglets.
所以啊，像这些凭着信心活着的鹰啊，它越长越壮啊， 带着美物，天天得着美物，得以知足。
So the eaglets that live by faith are satisfied with good things, and their youth is renewed like eagles.
但是有一个问题。
But there's a problem.
当他长的长的长到差不多年龄啊，这个鹰就开始老了。
But as the eaglet grows up, year time after time, the mother eagles start begin to age.
不是 mother eagle 啊，这个小鹰啊开始长大之后，小鹰也开始会老了啊。
Oh, the eaglets begin to age.
你弟兄姊妹，你知道鹰的寿命有多长？
Do you know the lifespan of an eagle?
一般的鹰，它的寿命大概是40岁。
The average lifespan of an eagle is 40 years.
40岁很老了。
And that's a long time.
但是有一些鹰呢，它超越了40岁。
But there are some eagles that live beyond the 40 years.
它也活得更老，可以活得更老，可以活得更老。
And they can grow older and older.
这个想象不到啊。
And that's beyond our understanding.
动物啊，鸟啊，它的寿命比人类短很多的。
The lifespan of an animal is much shorter than that of a man.
但是鹰啊，有一些鹰啊，可以活到八十岁。
But there are some eagles to live to 80 years.
所以真的是叫老鹰啊，有一句话叫老鹰，它真的很老了啊。
So it's truly an old eagle.
放在这里请注意啊，当鹰活到四十岁的时候，其实它已经飞不动了。
But when an eagle reaches 40 years old, he cannot really move anymore.
因为鹰啊，它到处飞啊，这个慢慢身上就沾了很多油污了。
Because it soars here and there, and it has a lot of, it's covered with a lot of dirt.
然后它这个羽毛啊，越长越多，太浓密了，所以人呢、啊、就很肥了，变成飞不动了。
And as it grows old, he grows more and more feathers, and he cannot really move anymore.
翅膀开始没有力气。
And the wings become weak.
并且你看那个鹰啊，老的时候啊，它那个嘴啊，慢慢就弯了，弯到那个胸前来了。
And when the eagle aged, the beak becomes very curved and reaches its breast.
然后啊，它弯了之后就很难去啄食了啊。
So it becomes difficult to hunt for prey.
本来是很尖的哈，对啊，现在慢慢弯掉，就抓不到东西了。
When the eagle was young, the beak is very sharp, but as it curves, it's hard to hunt for prey.
并且它的爪也开始老了哈，抓不住东西了。
And the claws become weak.
四十岁，它应该死了。
So it should die at the age of 40.
一般的鹰到四十岁就算了，就完了。
So the average eagle lives to 40 years old.
但有一些鹰它不一样。
But there are some eagles that differ.
它里面有个生命的需要，它要怎么样呢？它要返老还童。
But there is a desire within their hearts to return to their youth.
鹰是我所认识的所有生物里面唯一可以返老还童的。
Eagle is the only species within the bird kingdom that can return to its youth.
但是返老还童，它要经过一个很痛苦的过程。
But to return to its youth, it goes through a very painful process.
这个老鹰啊，为自己准备了很多的食物。
So this old eagle prepares a lot of food.
把食物送到他自己的家，这个高处的洞穴里。
And transports all this food back to its nest.
然后这个鹰啊，就躲进洞穴里面。
And this eagle hides in the nest.
在那里经历180天极度痛苦的过程。
And it goes through 180 days of intense pain.
他干什么呢
？What's happening？
鹰首先啊，这个要把自己那个嘴呀、啊，那个嘴是他最厉害的武器啊，要开始对付他的嘴。
And the eagle starts to deal with its beak, which is its most powerful weapon.
他要很用力的用把他的嘴呀、啊，劈在啊，打在那个岩石上面。
It knocks its beak against the cliffs of the rock.
就扭动他的头，啪，就把那个嘴呀、啊。把它打掉。
So it tilts its neck and tried to knock its beak against the rock.
整个弯的嘴很痛苦，在岩石上把它弄掉打掉。
So it knocks the beak against the cliff.
从此这个鹰啊就变成一个没有嘴的鹰了。
And the beak is knocked off.
所以它一定要躲在洞穴里啊，这个不能动啊。
So it needs to hide in the cave and it can't go out.
也吃不到东西了。
And it can't really eat.
所以鹰就变成很瘦，变得很瘦。
So the eagle loses weight.
他在那里干什么呢?
So what is he doing?
他等待一个新的嘴会长出来。
He's waiting for a new beak to grow out.
他大概是等了两个月左右，那个嘴慢慢就会长出来了。
After 2 months, the new beak would come out.
他还要等那个嘴长得强壮。
And you have to wait until the beak becomes strong.
然后他就用他那个新的嘴，坚硬强壮的嘴，把他身上的毛一根一根的拔出来。
So with this new beak that has become strong, it pulls each and every feather out of, from his body.
你看把自己的毛拔出来是很痛的哈。
You know that's very painful.
直到每一根毛都拔光了。
After all the feathers has been plucked out.
你看很惨哦，本来是很温暖的，很多毛的啊，这翅膀是很强的，慢慢把这个毛全部拔光了。
You know that's very painful because he had his feathers and he was warm, but he had to pluck each and every one out one by one.
把他最骄傲的外衣都剥掉了。
This coat of feathers, which once he was very proud of, it's all gone.
然后他就很冷的，变成一个光的，不是光鸡啊，光鹰啊，就躲在那个动都不能动。
So this naked eagle that's shivering in the cold hides in the cave.
然后他就等着，等什么呢？等那个毛重新长出来。
And he waits until the feathers grow out again.
最后毛长出来之后，
After the feathers come out,
他就要还要用那个嘴啊，把那个爪子把它啄走了啊，弄掉。
He uses his beak to remove his own claws.
然后他又在等，只等到那个爪子重新长出一个新的爪出来。
And he has to wait until his new claws come out.
你看这样子 renew 啊，全身。都更新了。
So by this, his whole body is renewed.
大概要150到180天。
It takes 150 to 180 days.
这个鹰又成为一个年轻的鹰。
So this eagle is renewed like a youth.
然后又可以活40年。
And another 40 years is given to him.
这就是这里的意思。
So this is what that verse means.
以致我们可以如鹰返老还童。
So that our youth is renewed like eagles.
这个鹰服它里面生命的一个带领。
This eagle follows the life that leads him.
就好像基督徒顺服我们里面属灵生命的一个引领一样。
It's like how a Christian obeys its new life within him.
这个引领有时候会带我们到这个宽广很多有水有草的地方。
Sometimes this life leads you to spacious space with water and green grass.
所以我们读诗篇23篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
So in Psalm 23 it says Jehovah is my shepherd.
他可以引领我们到这个溪水的旁边安息。
He lead us beside still waters.
也可以带我们到青草地上。
He lead us to green pastures.
你看基督徒都很爱读前面的几节。
We love the first few verses of Psalm 23.
当我们读到他带我们经过死荫幽谷的时候，我们就不太懂了。
But when we read about he leading us to the valley of the shadow of death.
我们说这个信的主最好是天天有青草地，天天溪水旁，多好啊。
So we love our still waters and green pastures every day.
那无端端跑到那个死荫幽谷那干什么呢?
But why is he leading us to the valley of the shadow of death?
但是我们里面的生命啊是有这样的引领的。
But the life within us lead us there.
所以有时候主就带我们享受一些外在的祝福。
Sometimes our Lord lead us to enjoy some pleasant circumstances.
但是有时候这些祝福都不见了。
But sometimes these pleasant circumstances go away.
不见的时候原来是让我们内在的生命更强壮。
But they disappear for a good reason to strengthen our inner man.
甚至他会把我们引领到仇敌的面前。
Sometimes he leads us before our enemies.
但是虽然有仇敌啊，但是里面还是很平安。
But even before our enemies, we have peace in our hearts.
一点都不害怕。
We're not afraid.
所以诗篇23篇说，在我仇敌面前，你为我摆设宴席。
So in Psalm 23 it says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在仇敌面前你还有空吃饭吗?
Do you have an appetite before your enemies?
但是感谢主,有主我们照样吃饭。
But because the Lord is with us, we have a great appetite.
因为主会为我们对抗一切的仇敌。
Because the Lord will deal with our enemies.
鹰的长成的过程也不是一帆风顺。
And the grow up, the eagle also go through growing pains.
刚刚相反，它要经过很多的艰难。
He goes through a lot of difficulties.
啊，所以诗篇有一句叫“带我们经过水跟火啊，至终带我们到宽广之地。”
So in Psalm 66, it says, "You lead me through fire and water, but you lead us to a place of abundance."
原来很多的艰难是帮助这只鹰长大的一个过程。
We understand that the difficulties is a process by which an eagle grows.
不光是长大，还能返老还童。
They help the eagle to grow and to be renewed like the eagle.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So I have to exhort you guys.
第一，我们要建立起一个凡事都是赞美谢恩的生活。
First, we need to develop a habit of giving thanks in all things.
是有艰难，是有这个满身病痛，但是忘记它吧。
Yes, there are difficulties and there are sicknesses, but forget about them.
自我中心的人只顾着自己的病痛在埋怨。
Self-centered people only grumble about their diseases.
以神为中心的人，我们只看神，有这个环境，我们还是赞美他。
But for those people who are God-centered, they praise God in all things.
所以每一天你要有一个常常讲的字啊，这个很重要啊。
So every day you have to speak these words.
就是今天活得很好，今天活得非常好 ，excellent.
I'm having an excellent day today.
尤其是一大早起来，神啊，我赞美你。
When you wake up first thing in the morning, praise the Lord.
我里面所有的都要赞美耶和华。
All that is within me, bless His holy name.
我不忘记他的一切的恩惠。
And forget not all His benefits.
一切临到我的都是好的。
Everything that comes across your path is good for you.
然后开始为我们所爱的人祷告。
And start praying for your loved ones.
祷告的时候不是带着埋怨的，祷告是带着感恩和赞美的。
Don't complain in your prayer.Pray, intercede for them with praise.
我们的儿女，我们深信主爱我们的儿女比我自己爱他更多。
Believe in the Lord that He loves your children more than you love your children.
啊，所以就为所有你所爱的人，为他们在信心里面祷告。
So pray for them in faith.
然后用这种的这个积极的态度去帮助或者感染你旁边的所有的人。
So infect the others around you with your positive attitude.
你看见人愁眉苦脸的时候，
when you see someone with a sad face,
就跟他讲，姊妹啊，我们来赞美，读一些赞美的诗篇，好不好？
And say to her sister, let us praise the Lord and let's read some psalms of praise.
为什么我们愁眉苦脸？
Why is your face downcast?
很可能啊，这个人啊，正在经历这个脱毛的阶段。
Perhaps that person is going through a phase where the feathers need to be plucked out one by one.
很可能这个弟兄姊妹啊，他的骄傲被主拿走了。
Perhaps the Lord is dealing with his pride.
但是你要帮助他，骄傲拿掉，你里面的生命可以更丰盛长出来。
But you have to help him so that once the pride is removed, that this new life can grow out.
啊，所以我们就聚在一起，就是要彼此鼓励。
So we encourage one another in the Lord.
诗人借着这篇诗来鼓励我们。
The psalmist uses psalm to encourage us.
原来每一个基督徒都可以越活越年轻的。
So you see that as a Christian age, he grows actually younger and younger.
你相信这个话吗？
Do you believe that?
这是保罗讲的。
That's what Paul said.
他说的奥特曼啊，这个外面的人一天一天毁坏了。
Are there our outer man, it's dying day by day?
那这个 inner man, 里面的人呢，是一天新是一天的。
But our inner man is renewed day by day.
所以不要太注重我们外表怎么样。
So don't focus on how you look on the outside.
要注重今天我们里面的人有没有活得更好。
But focus on your inner man, is your inner man living a better life today?
神他今天就要看你里面，看你里面的属灵生命。
God is watching your inner life.
那是神所注重的。
That's what he focused upon.
希望神所注重也是我们所注重的。
We hope that we focus on the same thing that God does.
愿主帮助我们这些小鹰啊，越长越强壮。
May the Lord bless us eaglets that we may be stronger day by day.
这是对着年轻人讲。
I speak to the young people.
愿主帮助我们这些老鹰啊，返老还童。
And may the Lord help the old eagles, the old brothers and sisters, that their youth may be renewed.
这是对着老基督徒讲。
I speak to the old Christians.
盼望我们在主面前。都是长大，并且越长越年轻。
May all of us grow in the grace of the Lord and our youth be renewed like eagles.
把鹰的生活活出来。
That we can live out this kingly life of the eagle.
把鹰的生命活出来。
And live out that divine life.
我深信这样子，我们的主何等的喜悦。
And I know that in this way our Lord is pleased.
愿主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
自从你的生命进到我们的里头。
Since our life has entered into ours,
我们才知道什么叫生活。
We then truly know how to live.
我们才知道什么叫属天的生命。
We learn of this spiritual life.
我们用一个全新的眼睛来看这个世界。
We have a new perspective in this world.
原来父神已经把全世界赐了给我们。
We learn that you have given everything to us.
啊，他爱我们爱到一个地步。
You love us to such an estate.
把耶稣基督神的儿子自己和全世界都已经赐了给我们了。
That you have given us the Son, Jesus Christ, and along with him everything in this world.
我们是一般承受世界的人。
We are to inherit the earth.
我们被训练是与主一同作王的。
We are being trained to be king with you.
所以亲爱的主给我们有个远大的眼光啊。
So Lord, please give us an enlarged vision.
轻看一切属地的事物。
That we would esteem lightly the things of this world.
只注重神要我们所注重的。
That we would focus upon the things that hold dear to you.
你帮助我们天天过着赞美的生活。
Help us to praise you daily.
要我们不要白白在地上过日子。
That we would not waste our years on this earth.
我们不是在地上天天捉米来吃的。
We do not peck on the ground like the chickens do.
我们是飞在空中，是住在高处的。
Let us soar in the heights above and live up in the high places.
让我们的心是能自由自在的飞翔。
Let us soar according to our heart's desire.
愿主祝福在座的每一位。
May the Lord bless each and everyone here.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' gracious name.
Amen.